128 and
Love Talk Radio.
128 and 0, just like that. Wasn't that 124 and 0 the last time I did a radio before this? Hey, delusional haters got exposed. I remember one crazy hater, he made a video, and it said, like, some bullshit about that Frederick Young retard, man. Listen, I exposed him. I beat four people. And look, it said on the video, I saw it. It said, what is Charlie Zhonov going to do on March 18th? Hey, nobody can do it like, nobody can do it better than me, man. The best to ever do it. Four motherfuckers. An hour's time. Literally. Went to different gyms. Now, let's start with the first victory of the day. A boxer, 165 pounder, see? The motherfuckers just way under 200, but there was all the heavyweights, nobody wanted to fight. So, I mean, fuck. He put on the gloves, and, yeah, because originally me and him were cool, you know what I'm saying? He didn't want to do it in the beginning, but he's like, I'm good. But then he realized, he saw how everybody's ducking. He's like, fuck it. He's like, I'll put him up. And then you all saw what I did to him. I mean, yeah, I mean, I teed off on him. I mean, I throw out like that at anybody. This is it. Yeah, I mean, I rushed him and just connected almost everything. He may have blocked a few, but the first two hit him, first three actually hit him on the face. And, you know, he was ready to go. I would have one more solid shot, I would have dropped him. But, you know, the guy gave me credit after the fight. He said, he even said, he was like, I'll say something. These clowns that are, you know, dissing you and shit. He's like, I just fought you, and I know better than I'll say. And he said, I'm a real good slugger. Well, I'm more than a slugger, man. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm boxer puncher just against him. That's the style I used, you know. And it worked. Stopped him. And then 126. Well, I challenged some Samoan or Hawaiian, I don't know, big-ass heavyweight. He said he was MMA and jiu-jitsu, right? Here's what happened. I punched him with gloves on. And then we took off the gloves. He got personal. And then I punched him again, bare knuckle. Yeah, I convicted felon, been to jail. I'd rather not post videos of me hitting people with my knuckles, man. That's, come on, there's videos. Look how many videos I have of my fights. Okay, literally, every fight that gets reported, maybe like one or two will just, but every, you know what I'm saying, 99.9.9.9% of my fights get reported. 127, yeah. 190-pound U.S. Marine, that fucking punk, man. I told this idiot, we're boxing. He's like, we're touching gloves. He's like, motherfuckers acting like, what are we doing? What do you mean, what are we doing? And I told you what we're doing. We're boxing, man. You get in cold feet, take off the gloves, and walk away, man. And then I skinned him. You know, I didn't hit him full on. I mean, I skinned him. He swam. Oh, look, he quit. He lost. And the punches didn't need to be landed. He quit. As soon as I threw that punch, he was done. But 128, I'd say, was the second best win of the day. The U.S. Marine, yeah, dirty motherfucker, man. These son of bitches are getting dirty, even Marines, man. I thought that one MMA fighter, okay, this wasn't as bad as trying to stab you, you know, fucking trying to tackle him. He got his ass beat on stand-up. Well, yeah, the stand-up, the part where we started, that was phenomenal. Those punches were wild as fuck. I just went bam, bam, bam. I hit him like three times. I definitely landed two punches on him, Quinn. I think it was three. It was a left, a right, and a left. And then, yeah, I just fucked him up. And it was loud as fuck. And then this motherfucker, like, I thought he was going to, like, show up or something like the other guy, like the first guy. But some bitch goes for a goddamn takedown. He goes for a fucking takedown. He tackles me on video. And I punched him while we're on the ground. So basically, he gets his ass beat, and he lost the fight. Basically, it doesn't. Once he tackled me, this is it. That's where the fight's over right there. So, you know what I mean. But still, yeah. If you don't want to count my punch that I landed on him while on the ground, that's fine. Because in the boxing match, I fucking mauled him. Yeah, and then I punched this motherfucker, bam, right hand. I mean, listen, I'm the best street fighter. Also in the world, but I don't do that shit anymore, man. I'm just so not into that anymore. You know, those days are so put him behind me. You know why? Because I got locked up because of that shit, man. I did time because of that shit. That's why it's like, when motherfuckers try to get fucking rowdy and try to, you know, fuck that, man. You got a problem, put on the gloves, man. I learned my lesson, man. I went to jail. I don't want to go back, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'd fucking murder all these motherfuckers, man. They want to go bare knuckle. Are you kidding me? If guys can't beat me with gloves, how the fuck they gonna do it bare knuckle? Oh yeah, they could resort to like fucking MMA and choking and fucking headlocks and arm locks and all that bullshit, you know. Okay, but when a fighter has this much power and speed, it's not easy to get him in those kind of positions. You're more likely to get hit first and get knocked out than do any kind of submissions. But like, that stuff's never going to happen again. I hope not. For it not to happen again, I need to fight heavyweight boxers. More heavyweight boxers, like, you know, huge heavyweight boxers. Like, I beat a 6'10 heavyweight boxer, 6'8 Inglewood Giant. Well, that was bare knuckle, but you know what I'm saying. Derek the Giant's a bitch. I already fucked him up. You know, he doesn't deserve a rematch. He lost one-sided, and he started saying that some crazy shit. I mean, how can you get your ass kicked and start and say that you won? I mean, you just make yourself sound like a fool. You know what I mean? All right, you saw the guy I beat today? Yeah, he admitted that that he lost. You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, when I beat Derek, it wasn't the disparity. You know, wasn't, you know, they were both one-sided fights. Okay, Derek landed maybe one or two hits, but I landed like 30, 40 more, 40 hits to his two hits. I'm 128-0. No, they said Ray Robinson. There was a time when Sugar Ray Robinson was 128-1. Nice try, 128-0. I'm better than Ray Robinson. I said it, that I was going to catch him. There you go. 128-8. 128-1 is good, but 128-0? And I'm beating heavyweights and, like, Marines and fucking different kind of, like, fighters of different combats? Hey. My resume looks a lot better than Sugar Ray Robinson's resume, because Sugar Ray Robinson only fought box rec clowns, middleweight box rec clowns. Charlie Zelenov beat everybody. Heavyweight box rec clowns, real heavyweight boxers, everybody. But I'm saying that for 128 was a very good win. The start was phenomenal, and the ending, you know, was good too. I hit him in the head while on the ground. But I just don't like, I'm not an MMA fighter. I don't like, it's funny, I beat him in boxing and MMA in all in one fight, but I'm not an MMA fighter. It's not my style. It's not, you know, I'm pure boxer, baby. You know, that's, you know, throwing hands, you know, while standing up, not while, even though I did it a while, I had no choice. He tackled me, so I clocked him with a good one when we were on the ground. And then I just got out of his little gay hold and shit, and that was it. He didn't choke me or none of that. He didn't get a chance. I just got out. I just got up, and that's it. So I'm saying that now I think it's best to fight boxers, because they're not going to, you know, they're not going to resort to, like, okay, if I'm beating the shit out of a heavyweight boxer, he's probably just going to quit or get knocked out. You know what I mean? Like, if that was a boxer, after I hit him with those hooks, that Marine that tackled, he was hurt. That's why he tackled, you know? Okay, well, if that was a boxer, he would have got knocked out. It's better to get knocked out than to get disqualified. You know what I'm saying? That was a TKO DQ, because I punched him. He was out as soon as those hits connected. That motherfucker was done, so. TKO DQ making 98 knockouts. My next win, I'm going to have 99 knockouts and then 100 knockouts. Two wins away, two KOs away from 100 KOs. And unbelievable, man. I'm just tearing shit up in boxing. And so what now, haters? You guys hype this Frederick? It's Frederick, man. Did he fight today? I don't see any. He didn't even post any fake sparring matches with headgear on. Shit. And I beat four motherfuckers, two Marines, one MMA fighter, and one boxer in one fucking day. Now, who the fuck is the champ? Who the fuck is the pound for pound king? Floyd Mayweather Jr. doesn't fight four people in a goddamn year. Yeah, man. It's like, What the fuck? I'm obviously the best ever. I'm the GOAT, man. Look at what my opponents even acknowledge. You know, not all of them. You know, a lot of them are fucking. A lot of opponents, you know, they get hurt, like, and then they get pissed. And they, no, I'm saying that some of my opponents, they even acknowledge my greatness as a boxer. You know what I mean? Like today. Yeah, I didn't ask him to do that video. The motherfucker just said, fuck it, I'll let him know. Yeah, because that guy was an experienced boxer. He didn't take it, you know. We boxed, we even touched gloves 2 times after I beat the shit out of him. He lost to the better man, and that's it. That's how it's supposed to be, man. Motherfuckers want to get personal. Let's not even put on gloves, you know. We might as well just fucking duke it out, bare knuckle on you. But that's the thing. I'm done with that life. I got a wife. It's not even about that, honestly. Okay, yeah. I mean, my wife is in Ukraine, and she's supposed to come to LA, and no, God knows when they're going to let her out. I did all the paper. The point is this. I went to jail. Before, I used to bare knuckle all the time. At one point, it got to the point where bare knuckling became, literally, bare knuckle boxing on the street. It became like a fucking, I started doing it so often that I you know, I'm not going to say I forgot, but I started knocking people out bare knuckle so often that I started doing that a lot more than boxing in the ring, boxing with gloves. I just started knocking people out. I was doing was knocking motherfuckers out bare knuckle. Big heavyweights, man. Tears out, muscle head, all these motherfuckers. Okay, look what happened, man. I ended up in the joint. And after that, I had no choice. I got out and a bunch of motherfuckers tried to attack me and shit like that. But my point is this, that, you know, what I'm doing now, you know, going to gyms and fighting fighters, boxers, Marines, Krav Maga, black belts, all these guys, fighting them with gloves on. But see, now it's getting kind of out of hand. 122, the guy tried to stab me. The last one, the guy tackled me because he was getting his ass kicked, and he got his ass kicked on the ground too. I mean, listen, man, if you just quit, he should have just took off his gloves and said, I'm done, and that's it. Don't fucking tackle me, man. You kidding me, man? What the fuck? Yeah, no more. Motherfuckers try to do cheap shit. I'm not just going to fucking stand there or whatever, lay there and just let them do what they want. No, man, he took me down. He got punched again. That's it. I beat him in boxing, and I beat him in MMA, in his own fucking, because they teach Marines MMA. Marines, Army, when they teach in boot camp, they teach them MMA, the UFC bullshit. Yeah, okay, well, he tried that shit on me today, and, you know, he lost. But that's not my fighting style. That's not, I don't fight like that. I'm not a ground fighter. You all know what kind of fighter I am, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a stand-up fucking boxer puncher. I'm a great puncher, man. Motherfuckers don't know what the fuck to do. Nobody wants to stand with me. They try to tackle me now in boxing. During boxing matches, the GOAT is getting tackled now because motherfuckers just have no answer for that speed and power. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, rematch with Wilder. You know, I forgot about... Dude, I already beat him. You know what I mean? I already beat Wilder. It's just he's the past. You know, I think it's just time to stop mentioning him completely. I think it's just like the only time to mention him is to reminisce about the victory I scored against him when I bombed on him in the ring. But to talk about fighting him again, I mean, I don't know. He doesn't want to do it, man, because I have his number. He would have already done it by now, like a third fight. I beat fucking over 100 people after I beat Wilder. So it's like kind of past, man. Oh, yeah. This piece of shit. Rick Robinson. Hey, Punk. You talked shit. You give out my number. That's not my new number. I changed it. But I'm going to give out your address. Don't fuck with the GOAT. 3554 Mystic CT Adrian, Michigan. 49221. That is where Prick Robinson was. His real name is Nick Schneider, right? The guys, this clown, this con artist is making videos with fake names. hiding. No, hey, this is it. I'm telling you, as soon as I fucking told him I have his address, now he knows I have his address. That's where he lives. I mean, come on. What am I going to go to Michigan and send this fucking mental kid to the hospital and get arrested in Michigan? What am I, you know? If I see him here on the streets, you know, then he's going to get, he's going to get, look what happened. Yo, Prick Robinson, you saw the Marine that I destroyed today? That guy would fuck you up, man. Yeah, I beat him on stand-up, and I beat him when he tackled me on the ground. Okay, so whether you use MMA, boxing, doesn't matter. You're losing anyway. Yeah, but I'm actually posting videos of me fighting, me beating opponents, and me, you know, in action. Where's the action, Rick Robinson, Frederick Young? Where's your action? Talking to yourself on a video? You people are sick in the head, man. My homie, Alex, he told me, these motherfuckers just want fame. They just want, look, they said, you're a big name, that you're a champion, you're a big name. You beat fucking Deontay Wilder, Jules of all these motherfuckers. Everybody knows who you are in combat. Everybody knows who you are. And these clowns, nobody knows who the fuck they are. Nobody knows them. Nobody. They want their names not to kind of be attached to your name, even though they haven't fought you, never will fight you. They just want to act like, you know, quote-unquote, yeah, Charles Z, I'm calling you out. So you can talk about them, so you can give them responses. No more. Clowns are done. I beat four fighters today. What do you people do? You're talking shit about me. Now you're probably shocked, you know, that I won so many fights in the day. You're talking shit, probably planning on making new crazy videos. I mean, you haters are mentally ill. You guys are supporting some Frederick Young. I told you, he's not worthy of a title shot. I get nothing out of beating him. If I see him, you see how I fucked up the Marine? You see how I fucked up that boxer? Okay, I'm going to do worse to Frederick, because at least these guys are trained fighters that I'm fucking up. If I see Frederick, you can already imagine. You can picture already. Picture perfect hook to his jaw. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna get knocked out. But to schedule a fight with this guy, I get nothing out of it. I'd rather go beat some 6'10" heavyweight boxer. You know, where it's gonna be like, oh, well, I'm gonna feel great after I win. You know, who the fuck is this clown, man? Well, now this is it. He's March 18th. Hey, March 18th. I'm glad he marked your calendar, motherfucker, because I made history. Four motherfuckers in one day. What's Charlie Zonov going to do on March 18th? Hey, you saw it, man. Nobody could do it like the GOAT, man. Three of the fights posted on YouTube. So, yeah, basically my friend said, he's like, look, man, these motherfuckers just trying to make a name for themselves. They want you to talk about them. They want, you know, blah, blah. They all talk, man. That's it, man. Rick Robinson. Hey, motherfuckers know your address, man. That's the thing. He's a nobody, man. He's saying, why aren't you want my friends to call you? Really? Hey, I could have them call you. But the thing is, they got better shit to do than to talk to some troll, man. Nobody's who wants to, like, call you, talk with. He's an idiot. Fucking retard saying he actually believes he's the greatest. Actually believes? See this whole selling short? Wait a minute, but I did beat Deontay Wilder. I beat four people in one day. Name me another boxer who wins four fights a day. Fuck. These fake TV HBO guys, these guys don't fight four times in a year. Let alone in a day, in one, do you understand, an hour's time. In a few hours, I beat four different people, man. That's unheard of. Nobody can do this shit like this. It's like, no shit, I'm the greatest of all time. Well, there's no debate. There's no fucking, you know what I mean? That's what I told the clown. I said, there are things where there's opinions, like where some people have an opinion, like, but here there's no opinions. It's fact. You know what I'm saying? It's fact that I'm the GOAT in boxing. I've beaten 128 people. I've knocked 98 out of them. Knocked out 98. Okay. But that's what I'm saying. There's things called facts. My winning streak, the longest in boxing history, now 117 title defenses, also the longest in boxing history, the most knockouts, the most wins, 27 years old, 128-0. That's just, man, that's unbelievable. Yeah, I don't know. Some homies are even telling me to hang them up already. like maybe get one more win and just go out on top. Some people are telling me, I'm saying, no, it's way too young. They're just saying there's no point to continue, you know, when you're winning so much and, you know. No, I'm going to continue. I didn't. Not everybody said this. A few of my homies said that I should retire on top as the GOAT. No, not like come back later in like a few years, because shit's getting out of hand. You know, I'm beating guys. One guy tried to stab today. One guy tried to tackle. You know what I mean? Just shit's getting out of hand. Some motherfuckers are just not. You know, and when I score a great, great win, like against Robert Parker, against Johan, I need to chill out. I need to like not fight for like 3-4 months, because here's the thing. Not every win is great. Every win is a good win. But some wins are, look, okay, like 121 was not as good as 118 or 119 or even 120. See what I'm saying? 121 was good, that Asian martial artist, I mean, but it was not as good as 118, 119, because I beat huge-ass heavyweights. That's what I'm saying. When I score a great win, beat a 260-pound heavyweight, I don't need a fight in a week or two, man, or in a month or two. I don't need, no. Fucking, my wife's in a different country, you know what I'm saying? And I just get urges to go and fight, but I beat so many people, man, I think those urges are going to stop now, man. I fucking, Charlie's wiping out the planet, baby, destroying everybody. You know, there's literally nobody to fight anymore, man. Yeah, like four opponents, but yeah, you know how many people I challenged? Like 70, like 60, 70 people, if not more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I mean, I don't know, I'm getting tired of it. It's hard to get a fight. That's why the other time I went to the gym, I challenged the whole gym. Nobody wanted to fight. I had to go home without a victory, and I'm like, fuck that. Next time I go to the gym, I'm going to make sure that somebody's getting beat down. Four people. You know what I mean? Yeah, because I was just there for hours and just like, I didn't give a fuck. I'm like, I'm gonna get somebody to box. But, yeah. Yeah, 129 is going to be against a huge heavyweight. I'm predicting I'm going to destroy him. I'm going to tee off on him like I did on 125. 125, you saw that? Yeah. That's Charlie Z at his best. I throw those haymakers at anybody. The motherfucker's getting knocked out. Nobody can take that. Probably, I'm broken finger and I'm wearing 10-ounce gloves. Can you imagine if I wore 8? I mean, I knocked out a U.S. Marine cold. That was my best win with 10s. Good thing I had 10s. If I had 8s, that guy would have just been dropped dead. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A win like that, you know. Well, the reason why I fought so much after that is because 109, when I beat that guy's ass in the clinch, and that, like fights like that, I don't like when fights end in the clinch. I don't like when fights end on the ground, even though I hit him on the ground. I just, nah, man, I'm not an MMA fighter. That's why I think I'm going to go for 129 and then finally take a break. Yeah, after what I did today, I don't even have to fight on May 3rd or any of that bullshit. Listen, what is May 3rd? Nothing that happened. What the fuck? 9 years ago, I had a no contest with some fucking Arkansas clown that I knocked out fucking 2011. Seriously, enough with this shit, man. Haters are fucking mentally ill, man. It's a different time now, man. Everything's different, man. I'm 128 and 0, man. I'm the greatest. I went on to beat Deontay Wilder, Derek the Giant, Gio Zavala, fucking... I'm on a different level, man. What the fuck is May 3rd, man? You fucking clowns. Seriously, let it go. It's over. I knocked Andrew Harley out, and I went on to beat much, much, much better competition. Marines, fucking Krav Maga, heavyweight boxers, MMA heavyweights. Kickboxers, heavyweight kickboxers. Listen, I beat everybody. I'm number one. It's over, man. That's it. I've never lost. Not even May 3rd, 2008, I did not lose. It was a no contest. And that guy that I had a no contest with, I knocked him out in the rematch. All right? Charlie Z, best. 129, you're going to see why I'm the greatest of all time. Yeah, next, I'll be honest, next fight, could be tomorrow. I may go for 129. No, it's just, I just don't like when fights are on the ground, you know. I don't know. Plus, that Marine I beat, the last Marine, all right, he was not a heavyweight. He was maybe like 170 at most. Okay, but you saw the 270 and the 260-pound Marines I beat? Yeah. I like beating big boys, man, you know what I mean? Because I'm 160. I weighed in before the fights. I was 160, man. You know what I mean? Middleweight, crushing motherfuckers, every motherfucker. The first motherfucker I beat was 165. The second was like 220. The third one was 190, and the fourth one was like 170. So, I mean, not all were heavyweights. One heavyweight, one cruiserweight, and one super middleweight, and one light heavyweight. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. No weight classes here in real boxing, man. Charlie Z just beats everybody, man. But, no, I just like beating heavyweights because the wins sound and look more credible because the guys are just so much bigger than me. I'm just tearing their heads off. Like, you saw what I did for win number 125? Yeah, imagine I do that to a heavyweight. Middleweight, just tee off on him with hooks. That's what I'm going to do. My next fight, heavyweight boxer, man. Look, underground heavyweight boxers that are under the radar are better than those fake TV heavyweight boxers. That's true. That's the way it is. You know what I'm saying? That dude Ron, Big Ron, 6'10". Okay, he's 6'10", boxer. Nobody's heard of him. Nobody knows him. But I'm telling you, man, if he hit Klitschko or Deontay Wilder, flush on the chin, he'd knock him out. The guy was 6'10". He has reach, you know what I mean? He's a basketball player. He's athletic. And he has a lot of fighting experience. And I beat him. I beat him with one shot. That was one hell of a victory. That's what I'm saying, man. Beating 6'10", guys. Yeah, I only got to fight heavyweights, man. That's it. I'm not even going to challenge motherfuckers that are under 200. If they say they're under 200, I'm just going to walk away. I'm just going to be like, oh, okay, and next opponent. Yeah, because look what happened to these motherfuckers, man. Under 200, nearly killing them, man. 170-pound Marine, man. Nearly kill that dude, man. Yeah, like a 260-pound, 270-pound. These motherfuckers get clobbered. Yeah, and when I do beat a heavyweight boxer again, what will be the excuse? Can't say he's not a boxer. You can't, like Quentin. Quentin was just pure boxer, not a Marine, not mixed martial arts. He was just pure boxer, heavyweight, man. Guy came out with his jab, and I hit him, boom, in the forehead. That was vicious, man. 129 is going to be, so like, even better than that. So, there you have it. But yeah, and you, another mention of these clowns. Rick Robinson, Frederick Young, you people need to cut the bullshit, all right? You guys are trolls, and you stop talking shit. I want four fights in a day. You heard it from one of my opponents, man. He said I'd beat Wilder. He said, you know, if I hit anybody, this is, you ain't getting back up. That's what he said. And this is a guy who got his ass beat by me on video. Was okay with the video getting put out on YouTube. See, he's a real fighter. He didn't take shit personal. Some people do, some don't. But the thing is, he didn't. And you clowns, Frederick, and stop playing games. Stop going to stores and asking, you know, my acquaintances about me. You know, or Raj, you know, yeah, I guess you call him a friend. You know, I know him for a long time. Friends, acquaintances, people that know me. Stop doing this bullshit, because I'm telling you right now, if you run into me, if just simultaneously you decide to go to that store and I just walk in there to grab some water and we see each other, believe me, you're hitting the ground, whoever the fuck you are, Frederick, whoever, and you're not gonna like to be on the receiving end of my power. Go look at the sound of my power shots when I hit that Marine. I mean, my last win. Look at this shit. Like fucking gunshots, literally. Same. Look, motherfucker tackled and I hit him on the ground. Crushed his ass. But, yeah, so you motherfuckers need to stop playing this game and fuck off. You got exposed. I beat four people in a day. There's not, what more can I do? There's nothing more. I can just keep doing what I'm doing, but there's nothing more that I can do. I'm not God. I mean, I'm, you know, the greatest boxer of all time, but I'm not God. I'm the chosen one by God. But that's it. I can't do anything more, man. I'm beating four guys a day. Every single one of them was a fighter. You know what I mean? I'm not just picking a random Josie kid and two Marines, man. I smashed two Marines in one day. And the other guy, boxer, and the other guy, MMA heavyweight. What the fuck? Jiu-Jitsu heavyweight. Yeah, beat his ass. Punched him bare knuckle. Punched him with the glove, man. Look, I'm number one. You know, that's it. The next win, it's going to be the best win of the year. Or one of the best. It's going to be phenomenal. Tomorrow or after tomorrow, we'll see. Because tomorrow the Spurs play the Warriors, man. But I think I can win the fight before the game starts. No, I know I can. I'll just go to the gym in the morning and score the victory. You know what I'm saying? We'll see what happens. But, yeah, I just know that 129, it's not going to end on the ground. It's going to end with me punching the guy in the face. Whether he goes down or not, I don't know. He probably will. If not, he's just going to be a regular TKO. Like, spectacular TKO. And it's going to be a heavyweight boxer. MMA or Marine. Hopefully boxer, you know what I mean? I'm tired of beating on these clowns that they get their ass kicked in my style and then they try to do their style in a boxing match, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe now it's time to get a ref in there. I don't know. Not some retard like EJ. I'm talking a real ref, you know, not a mainstream ref. Those mainstream refs are not refs. Those are actors putting on referee uniforms. Those are paid professional actors. No, like an actual unbiased ref, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I can't get a ref. I fight so often. How am I going to get a ref for every fight, man? Yeah, like if me and Wilder have a third fight, yeah, I'll be able to somehow. We'll be able to get a ref, you know what I mean? Me and Jill's Wall, you know, I'm talking like super fights that like show, yeah, but every fight's a super fight. When I beat Marines, those are super fights. They're fucking Marines, and I'm crushing them. Yeah, okay, fights like, you know, I'm talking, you get what I'm saying, yeah, okay. Like, if me and the fights that were, like, are very known to the public, like me and Zavala, me and Wilder, me and Derek DeJean, okay, me and DeJean. Okay, for fights like that, yeah, there we could get a ref. But I fight so fucking often, man, every week, some multiple times a day, multiple times a week. What am I going to get a ref every day? Yeah, it's impossible. I mean, come on. Yeah, I guess the Marine that I knocked out cold, we didn't need a ref there. Guy just hit the ground. Yeah, what can I say? No, 128-0, unbelievable. Now, you all thought I was going to be like making a video or a radio saying, no, 125-0, man, shit, man. Don't underestimate Charlie Zonoff, man. Four wins in a day, man, that's not, you know, that's not something that everybody can do. It's something that's once in a lifetime, shit. If somebody if some other fighter just said, fucking, just went on a rampage and started beating guys' asses, eventually that fighter would lose. But I literally have not lost. 128 in a row, motherfucker. Fuck. That's crazy. That's unbelievable. That's how fucking strong and fast I am. And I challenge myself. This idiot said I handpick fights. What, Marines? Heavyweight MMA fighters? Boxers? How the fuck? You kidding me? No, motherfucker. That's challenging real competition. No shit, I'm not going to take challenges serious from the internet. Yeah, Kane Watson? Oh, I remember him, man. Kane Watson said that he wanted to fight me, too. He made Bob videos. Listen, I got a hold of him. Not just him. There was some other dude, some Kevin Smith. And this guy said he wants to fight and he's going to pay his way out. No, he wasn't talking shit, though. He was, like, actually being serious. Like, he wants to fight. And I said, all right, let's do it. What day? And this guy starts saying he has work. And then he admitted, he told me that he feels kind of scared. He feels, like, jitters. I'm like, dude, why are you calling me, man? Like, if you feel that you're not ready, and nobody is, you know, you're going to get knocked out. I'm telling you this right now. But don't waste my time. I'm pound for pound number one. I'm on a different caliber. I beat multiple people a day. If you want to fight, if you want to enter, you know, if you want to test the waters of real boxing, you know what I'm saying? Not fake TV boxing, that Don King, Mike Tyson horse shit. If you want to test the waters, if you want to, you know, join real boxing, then join. Then fight. Don't waste my time. That's what I'm saying. Another guy, Kevin Smith. This motherfucker, he even admitted that I'm the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? He said he just wanted a title shot. He said he doesn't like his chances. He just says he wants a title shot. He wants to see how he'll do. Okay, but what, you know what happened with him? He stopped answering his phone. He started clicking the phone on me. That's why I do not take internet challenges serious and never will. Therefore, stop wasting your time. If you're from the internet, forget about it. I go to gyms and I find fighters on the spot, and you see what I do to them. I annihilate them. This whole, I'm going to make a video, I'm going to pay your way out, fuck this shit. All right? Yeah, that fucking Don King fucking, that era is over, man. Mike Tyson, Don King, man, I would kill Mike Tyson, man, if I hit him with that power and speed, man, I would fucking drop him. Mike Tyson's a joke, dude. He never beat four motherfuckers in one day. Fuck no, man. Fucker can't even count to four, man. Fuck out of here, man. I'm the greatest of all time, man. See, everything I say, I do it, man. I back it up. I just keep winning and winning and winning, man. I'm fucking 128-0. No, about my wife, look, I'm going to be straight honest right now. Like, yeah, she's behaving better. We're not really arguing anymore, but it's only been like 3 weeks. That's not a long time. Like, let her keep this up for like 4 or 5 months, and then I'll be like, all right. But here's the thing, man. I'll be honest, man. I'm getting tired of waiting, man. Right now, you know, prime Charlie's on off. I'm winning all these fights. Don't you think right now I need a woman beside me? Like, right now? Yeah, we confessed our love to each other, and we're both going to be faithful and wait. But here's the thing, man, and this is not just coming from me, you know. I mean, she says she'd wait as long as possible, okay, but I can't, you know. Look, if they don't let her in here by December 2016, then there's a problem. Can't wait forever, man. Yeah, because, like, again, I filed all the paperwork. I did everything I that needed to be done for her to come out here. This is it. Yeah, the process has started, like, three months ago. And there's a background check, I believe. Okay, so in 3 months, they should, at least in 3 months, I don't know, nobody knows. They should call her to the interview. Once they call her to the interview, then that's it. And, I mean, she's coming very soon. Then, like, days after the interview or weeks after the interview, they're going to call her up, you know, and tell her she's been approved, you know. But the thing is, nobody knows when that interview is going to happen. It could happen now. It could happen in a fucking year. It could happen in 2 years. I doubt it's going to take 2 years, but my security guy said sometimes it can take up to a year and a half and 2 years. How am I going to be that long without pussy, man? You know what I mean? That's too long, man. So, I don't know. My wife wants me to come back to Ukraine. I told her no. I said, I can't. Look, I'm like, I've been there, done that, baby. I went there twice, and it's your turn. She's like, yeah, well, I got to wait for the embassy to approve me. And, oh, you can just, you're an American. You can just go wherever you want at any time you want. Tickets ain't cheap over there, man. $1,000+ there and back, and plus I got to, you know, the whole trip or trips to Ukraine, everything costed $11,000, not more. You know, it's just better if she, and plus, knowing I'm not going to stay there, I'm going to have to come back, and then I'm going to have to buy her a ticket whenever they let her out. Fuck all this hassle shit, man. Just might as well just wait. Look, probably by the summer they'll let her out. I don't know. Nobody knows, man. But I can't wait forever, man. Not just this. She should think the same, you know. I told her. I mean, who wouldn't get tired, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we love each other, but fuck, you know, this is kind of, the wait is just fuck, you know. Like, how much is it too long? can't Skype with her forever, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, look, I have sex with my wife. You know, we met in real life. We lived together, you know, but that was past tense. Lived together. Lived together before. Right now, I'm in L.A., she's in Ukraine, and have not seen her for a long time. And we'll see what happens, huh? But I'm just telling you, 129. It's gonna be when the greatest of all time gets 129. Motherfuckers gonna see. But everybody already seen it today, man. How great a fighter I am. They seen it before today. They all seen it. Charles A. Pound King, man. I am the GOAT. Always, never, man. Wait a minute. Muhammad Ali has never won 4 fights in a day. He's an overrated boxer, man. That's it. It's just like, oh my God, Muhammad Ali, get out of here, man. Charlie Z would destroy that motherfucker, man. I'd beat him at his fight. He tries to run around and box and shit like that. I'd beat him at his fight. I could outbox him, and I'd beat him in my fight. You know, I can tell, yeah, Ali would not want to slug it out with me. He'd get knocked out right away. You know what I'm saying? And Tyson's one-dimensional. No, he can't punch, he can't fucking box. Neither. Yeah, I kicked that Marine's ass, man, at 128, man, this motherfucker. No, I beat his ass, look, like, stand-up, and then he did tackle me, and then he got punched when we were on the ground. So he just made himself look like an even bigger fool. He should have just got knocked out like he was supposed to, or TKO'd, you know. It's better to get knocked out than to get disqualified. This idiot got disqualified, and he got punched, you know, right when he got disqualified. He got punched right after that. So he got punched on the stand-up, then he got punched on the ground. So, I mean, now he looks like an idiot. And then this fucking clown came up to me after the fight, with a black eye. His motherfucker's eye was like, yeah, looked like a fucking train hit him, man. No, his whole eye was black. People start coming up to him, they're like, should we get into a fight? You know what I mean? And he came up to me, and he's like, yo, man, everything cool, man? I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. I told him, I'm like, listen, you lost to the best, right? What you did in the end, that's not boxing. He's like, I'm not a boxer, I'm a Marine. I'm like, okay, but you agreed to boxing rules. Therefore, stick with boxing rules if you agree to them. If you're losing, then this is a show up and take the wall and get knocked out like you're supposed to. Fight back, throw back, do whatever you can. Hope to land a lucky shot. You know, the odds are really against you, but to tackle, hey, I'm like, you lost anyway. You lost on stand-up, you lost on the ground. That's it. 128-0, Charlie Zonoff. When I get 129, you won't be disappointed. Pound, pound king, everybody. Thanks for listening.